Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Good morning. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm looking at my credit card statement and I see a charge and I for daily holistic approach for $39.89 and the woman I talked to said it was a meal plan of some sort. And she verified all my information and she transferred me to the fraud department because I never made this purchase or anybody else. There's no one in my house except me.
Okay, ma'am, I'm so sorry about that. Again, my name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you and see what's going on here. Do you mind providing me with the spelling of the first and last name, please?
Carol Sanders.
Thank you. Okay. Can I please have the shipping address on the account you're calling in?
5038 Lark Haven Drive, Toledo, Ohio, 43623.
Thank you. Okay.
They're supposed to. Was there...
I've pulled up an account with that information today. Allow me just a moment to review the account, please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Here, ma'am, I've looked over the account. So I'm showing this was in regards to a contest entry. It looks like for a Dyson's vacuum is what you ordered. That was, though, placed online entering a contest. That was a 14-day trial period. You also signed up for the meal planning app, as it stated in terms and conditions, ma'am. So looking over the account that these charges were done back when you placed that entry for the contest for the Dyson's vacuum. Do you remember ever ordering like a Dyson's vacuum or anything like that or entering a contest back on 9/21?
Remember and a contest, but I never ordered this meal plan ever, and I want to just take it off. And I don't know if I did. I know I did not. I would never get a meal plan, but I do think I entered some contest, but I didn't know it meant buying something, and I never got anything in the mail anyway, so that's been a couple months ago. So, can you remove it? I don't want it.
Okay, I'm looking over the account. I do apologize, ma'am. So since you did place that order for the meal planning app, that is for the contest entry, that is not a fraudulent charge. What I can do, though...
Well, I didn't do it. If I did it, it was fraudulent way it was put to me. I didn't even know I did it.
So it was part of that initial order for the contest entry, ma'am. It was stated in terms and conditions, ma'am. When you did that order for the contest.
Well, I didn't even see it if I... Oh, my God.
I do apologize, ma'am. So it's not fraudulent since you did initially placed that order. It's not fraudulent. It was part of that initial terms and conditions. Okay, ma'am. Well, I do see it's been canceled. What I can go ahead and do, though, for you today as a courtesy, I can go ahead and provide you with a $35 refund on that most recent charge for you today. That would be for the 10/21 charge.
How long has it been charged to my account? How many months?
Okay.
Can you see that?
That will be a refund of $35 for the 10/21 charge.
And I won't be charged anymore.
Your account's been closed out.
Okay. How long has this been charged to my account?
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like it was done. One moment, ma'am. Back on 9/21 is when you initially created the account. So this refund would be on the 10/21 charge. That most recent charge would be $35 is what I can do for you on that.
Okay, so what, you just put it back on like charge or whatever? Or what do you mean? How are you going to do it? Hello?
Okay, ma'am, what I can go ahead and do, I'm looking over the account, and I do see I can go ahead and one-time courtesy waive the $5 non-refundable fee, so that'd be a full refund for the 10/21 charge, ma'am, of $39.89 back to your account.
Okay.
Okay, allow me a moment to go and get this refund in just to verify. Is there currently an active dispute with your bank for this charge, ma'am?
No, I called you first.
Thank you. Please stay in the line. I will be having the confirmation information shortly for you regarding your refund. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am, working on your refund. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm working on your refund. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm almost done with that refund.
Okay.
I'm almost done with your refund, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm almost done with the refund for you.
Okay.
Okay. Just finish getting your refund issued. I have confirmation number for that refund whenever you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay, so you'll be getting back $39.89. And that is going to be on the charge that was done on 10/21. The confirmation number is going to be 66.
Okay.
And it's going to be 7683.
Six six seven six eight three.
Yes, ma'am. And it's going to be 7912 as the last of the confirmation number. So it should be 6-6-7-6-8-3-7-9-1-2. Is that what you have down, ma'am?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay. Alrighty. Your account's canceled out, and that refund will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am, your refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.